Most people, when they think about oil, think of when we're going to run out. And really, that's the wrong question to ask, because oil in the earth is not like gasoline in the gas tank of your car. When your car runs out of gas, then you know there's a problem. But it doesn't run out until you get to the last drops. But with oil in the earth, it's a very different situation. We can't just pump oil out of the earth at any arbitrary rate.
All oil production, whether it's in one oil field or one country or the planet as a whole, always follows a bell curve. When you drill your first well, if the oil's close to the surface under pressure, you get a gusher. You drill more wells, the pressure goes down, the table goes down. But also you're pumping out the light sweet oil, which has risen to the top. The heavier, more expensive oil to refine, the harder to get oil, is obviously way down deep.
And you have to start pumping in water or carbon dioxide or natural gas if you've got some around, and to start forcing the oil out, just as is happening in Saudi Arabia. So what you get is this curve. It starts, pulls up quite quickly, you get more and more and more out, then you reach this peak or plateau.
When you get to about the halfway point, the rate that you can extract the resource peaks. And after that point, no matter how much effort you put into it, you can't continue extracting the resource at the same rate. The rate of extraction peaks and begins to fall.
We're sort of in the middle right now. We're right at the peak. We're at the point where the world is producing the most oil it will ever produce. And we are going to enter the arc of decline very shortly, if not already. It's a little bit unclear whether or not we've actually already entered it.
Peaking means categorically that you no longer grow.
The effect of crossing over the peak means, in essence, that every barrel of oil that you produce from that moment on will be more expensive.
We are now at a peak oil crisis. So we've run out of resources and the price has begun to rise, and the price will no doubt continue to rise. And as we can see, the world price for oil, it doesn't rise gradually, it rises in response to catastrophes and unexpected events. And what has happened is worldwide the supply and demand of oil and the ability to refine it has now got to the point that a catastrophe disrupts the balance. So we're right in the middle in a catastrophe conditions, because 23 nations last week agreed to release their strategic oil reserves in order to keep price below economic disaster.
So we're using up the available buffer?
Yes, the buffer is very small. It's actually only about, it's very small, it's about 1 million barrels.
So when you're saying we're at peak capacity, you mean that we haven't run out of oil, but we're producing it as fast as we can, and so we can't sustain the kind of growth that we have in the past?
Well, what has happened is, one, the ability to produce and refine the oil has not speeded up, but what has happened is demand has increased dramatically. American demand and Chinese demand in particular has increased at an extraordinary rate.
And so what are the possible scenarios that you see there? I mean, that sounds like a recipe for disaster.
Well, certainly it means some firms are going to make a lot of money. However, the general population, as that cost begins to flow through into petrol prices and fuel prices and food prices, they're going to suffer. So you'll have these two economies, one that's very wealthy, explosively wealthy zone, and then you'll have recession in the other areas and economic difficulty.
One thing that I've learned recently is how many things are based on fossil fuels, plastics, fertilizers and things like that. So the impact is not just on transport and users of petroleum products, is it?
Fossil fuels are embedded in almost every product. So they're embedded in the value of the product. And because they've been so freely available in many countries, particularly in Australia, we're a bit careless about them and we see no need to constrain ourselves. So we've reached an entirely new stage. Politicians are now calling for restraint. That is entirely new. So we're moving from a period where growth was good to a period where growth is not good. So there's, again, it's a hinge point. Peak oil and consumption, generally water as well. We are at the hinge point and civilizations could fail.
Why? The whole suburban project, I think, can be summarized pretty succinctly as the greatest misallocation of resources in the history of the world. America took all of its post-war wealth and invested it in a living arrangement that has no future.
The basic cause of it all is the end of cheap and abundant energy.
Cheap oil is the party that we've been enjoying for the past 150 years. And that party is coming to an end. Within our lifetimes, we're going to see the end of the age of oil. And the result of that will be the end of the American way of life.